Well, we here at Robin Hood Radio were notified about a week ago about a event coming up, a multi-part event, which is going to happen at the Scoville Library, and it involves Mary O'Neill, conversations, Common Ground conversations, listening past differences. But before we get to that, I want to bring in Claudia Kane from the library. First of all, Claudia, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having us.
You know, I think one of the great things about the libraries and the way the libraries around here, and especially the Scoville Library, have developed, they are libraries, but they are community centers. And even in a time of pandemic, they offer interesting programs that people can attend simply via Zoom. And I mean a lot of programs. It's very interesting to see. No, really, it's amazing. But I think that's what makes libraries so great nowadays in this internet age, is they really have become much more than libraries. They are community gathering centers, whether it's Zoom or whether people go in for events that affect the lives of people. And they could be global things or they could be local things. And have you seen that, the way that's really increased since the pandemic, Claudia?
Yeah, I mean, luckily for us, between we were able to pivot really easily into Zoom, and we've now got Zoom programs, I mean, I'd say probably at least five a week, from meditation to speakers to tons of children's programming. We've done a lot of collaboration with other libraries, with the Hotchkiss School, offering, you know, online tutoring for kids to programs that are more passive where people attend. And we've seen our program attendance reaching upwards of 70 per event, from all over, from people who previously couldn't come to the library for a whole variety of reasons. So I think it's really opened up the world for a lot of people. And I sort of look at it as, you know, what libraries do a lot is curate. So we look at all the books that are published, all the movies that are out there, and we choose based on the community. And that's what we're doing with the program. And it just gives us a lot more freedom to draw on people who may not be willing to make the trip to the Northwest Corner to speak for our audience.
I just think it's just a great extension and use of the libraries. And, you know, people have said, I've been hogwash, oh, books are all going to be, on the internet. I think libraries and the way you've adapted your programming to not only books but really community service has guaranteed the success of libraries, I think, now for eternity. So I think you all have done a great job. But you were all prepared, and that's the amazing thing. I think the libraries around here, and the Scoville Library was one of the leaders in this, in being prepared, not necessarily for a pandemic, but being prepared and being able to switch on a moment's notice.
Yeah, no, I feel very fortunate that we were able to do that. And I think we will continue with Zoom and live once we get back to the ability to gather in person again.
I think that's the great thing about what's going on. So now we're going to go on to the general topic of conversation for today, and that is a series of events that begin Sunday, February 7th, but then again on February 21st, and then again on March 14th, and then finally again on March 28th. Common Ground Conversations. Listening Past Differences, and it's being facilitated and put together by Dr. Mary B. O'Neill. Mary, thanks for joining us on this conversation today.
Thank you.
You know, I go through this all the time. To have a business page on Facebook, you have to have a personal page. And I do have a personal page, and I have a lot of friends that are conservative, a lot of friends that are liberal, and I think that every one of them should attend this, because when I was growing up and younger, my grandmother was a Democrat, and this is when there were no Democrats around here. And you know what? She never lost any friends by being a Democrat. I think this Common Ground Conversations, Listening Past the Differences, is something that anybody of any age should really understand and focus and learn on.
I agree. And just to clarify, Claudia had approached me with this idea for creating this opportunity for the community and to submit a grant to the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation's Special Initiative, Bridging Divides and Healing Communities. So when she approached me, I was very honored that she thought that I could help out in this way, and something that has been affecting me as well, just trying to talk with people of all different beliefs and opinions. And so she and I have been working really closely together to create the format and the goals of the conversations, which evolved from issue-oriented discussions to really going back to something much more fundamental, and that is learning to listen to each other's stories and learning to appreciate the value system that we probably have very much in common, although how those values get played out in policies and voting could be different. So that's the goal of these four sessions, is to provide kind of a conversation opening, deep thinking questions for people to engage in how to listen again.
You know, it's so interesting when you, because you just point out something very, very interesting, is to listen to somebody and understand somebody's point of view, no matter what it is a lot different than having to try to change their minds. I think that's the problem nowadays with social media and with the instant analysis on television and even radio, that everybody seems to go into a conversation with the expressed content of their own of changing another person's mind, and it doesn't have to be that way.
No, in fact, this is something, Claudia, I don't know if you want to weigh in on the algorithmic nature of the news that we are receiving. Do you want to take that one?
Sure. I think, you know, one thing that we've stressed in the PR is that this is not what this program is about. We're not looking to say, you know, to get everybody to think the way we do, to change minds, to solve problems. You know, as Mary said, we're really looking to just create sort of opportunities for learning how to not do that and to listen to people. And actually, this week is Information Literacy Week. I think the algorithms that, depending on your news source, feed your quote-unquote information are problematic. And, you know, we've certainly offered programs on that at the library, but in many ways I feel the people who come to the programs were kind of preaching to the converted. And so that's a whole nother topic. And I think there are a lot of things in play here as far as why people are behaving the way they are. And it's, you know, as Mary and I have had many, many discussions, it's been a hard topic to trim down and get it to a point where we could do something in four sessions. And I have great confidence in Mary, not to put too much pressure on her. But, you know, in a lot of ways, we're going to have to see how it goes.
But you know what?
Who we get and how it goes.
The great thing about this at a library is a library has books. They're not the same book. They're not the same categories of books. There's different books on different things. There's books that might be written on the same subject that approach it from a different angle. I think a library is a perfect place to present a program like this, because when you have book clubs or book readings or anything like that, it's an expression of what everybody thinks about what they're reading and their take on it. So I think that this goes hand in hand with what a library's one of your purposes really are.
Well, that would have been helpful when we were writing the grant, Marshall. You could have been in on it, because that's exactly what we were trying to convey, and what I think Claudia and her team at the library have built so effectively in this community is that it's kind of like this hearth of ideas and a place for either people to physically or intellectually go to be challenged and to find more information. And I just have to commend Claudia on since I've lived in this community, the library has been a mainstay of my kind of informational and emotional diet. I mean, I can't imagine not having the library doing what it's doing. So thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome. Thank you for that.
We are speaking with Claudia Kane and Dr. Mary O'Neill. Common Ground Conversations, Listening Past Differences, which is being facilitated by Mary. Once again, the dates are Sunday, February 7th and 21st, and March 14th and 28th. And once again, a big credit to the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation for providing a grant for this initiative. Mary, let's go back to you for a second. As someone who deals with this a bit, not on a 24-hour basis, but when you watch news, when you read newspapers, or when you might go on social media, this is something that really probably has to really tug at your heartstrings, because we're almost ready to lose something that is part of what America is all about and what democracy is all about.
Well, it's interesting, because as Claudia and I have immersed ourselves in this project and preparing and doing some really hard work, so that when it comes to the days where kind of well-oiled with the question and how this is all going to work, there are multiple initiatives around the country that are trying to engage people in listening and being a little more open to other viewpoints. And so we're putting together a resource sheet for people to be able to do further kind of research into the different initiatives, and one of the commonalities is that there are people across the country who are very concerned about the loss of civility, the loss of engagement that we've come to. And so there are lots of opportunities for everyone in their own way and in small ways to really connect with others and connect in meaningful ways. And so we're hoping to take those best practices from these different initiatives and incorporate them. But this is, you know, not an isolated attempt. There's a lot of people concerned about this very thing, Marshall.
Yeah, and two other words we can add in there is tolerance and respect.
Right, exactly.
I mean, and so let's just, we only have a couple of minutes left here, but for when people attend this via Zoom, what can they expect? An open to close, an exchange of ideas? How is this going to work?
So basically, it's 1 hour. So we're attempting something pretty ambitious in an hour. And through the kind of reconnaissance work I've done with other initiatives, it's really important that one practices how to listen and how to engage, especially if you start talking about issues that can be contentious. So while we're staying clear of issues, we're going to have small breakout rooms, one-on-one breakout rooms, so that people can really practice active listening and engagement and relearn or learn for the first time how to do that listening. Then we'll come back after people are kind of introduced, come back into the full session, and then break out again with the big question that they need to address. And then we'll meet back again for kind of a debriefing and now what are we going to do with this information or the lessons that we've learned about people. How can we incorporate listening more deeply into our everyday lives?
All right. And now, Claudia, is this event going to be taped so you can have this use actually there as a resource that people can use and go back to again and again and again?
Well, that's where the resource list comes in, because, you know, we're not going to record it because we don't want to, you know, we want to respect people's privacy and understanding that the conversations they have during these breakout rooms are just between the participants.
Yep.
But we do intend to have resources for people who attend and who don't attend to explore this further. Because, you know, we both feel, and I think there's a lot of sentiment in this country, that this is important. We can't keep going the way we're going without suffering more severe consequences.
Once again, this is coming up on Sunday, February 7th, also, Sunday, February 21st, and then once again, March 14th and March 28th, Common Ground Conversations, Listening Past Differences with Mary O'Neill, and it's happening via Zoom through the School of the Library. And Claudia, I guess for you, people can get more information on the Zoom and everything at schoolvillelibrary.org.
Yeah, there's a place where they can register. You know, that's important to us because we would like to get a feel of how many people will attend before we start in there on the first session.
And Mary, are you all prepared for this? I mean, it's this, you know, these Zoom meetings are just slightly different than meeting with people face to face. But I think the more people get used to using Zoom, the better they get at it.
Well, I will be. That is my next challenge is to fully immerse myself in the mechanics of Zoom. So I've engaged my son to be the tech person should I need him, and we'll be good to go on the 7th, I promise.
All right. Well, yes. I want to thank you both, Claudia and Mary, for joining us, and we'll keep reminding people about this. And this is the type of thing, if you don't go to the first one or second one or third one, it's available each time, because I think that it opens it up to more people, and I think the more people, the word of mouth that gets out about it, I think you'll have another healthy turnout for all four of these.
Great. Well, we really appreciate your helping us get the word out.
All right, Mary and Claudia, we'll check with you later on, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you.